Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight. We have a record-breaking number of 435 individuals on the line tonight. Thank you so much. Be sure to call somebody, tell somebody, text somebody. The number that is 347-843-4981. 347-843-4981. Hold on, somebody had to get a pencil. 347-843-4981, or go to AfridaLoveShow.com and click on the radio section, amen, and you will be right in the studio. You don't have to say anything, or you can say something, amen, praise God. All right, so we're going to go ahead, and we're going to begin by, first of all, I want to thank each and every one of you, and I want to welcome all of the newcomers, welcome all of you who have been with me since day one. Some of you have been with me since the 20th show, the 50th show, the 600th show, but I thank each and every one of you for tuning in. You are in for a treat. Of course, we're going to have our music ministry. We're going to have our needs and our wants. We're going to hear from God, and we're just going to have a very great and special night. So be sure to tell somebody. Tell your family members, your children, and everybody else, neighbors. All right, Psalm 136, we're actually reading out of the Watchtower. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 says, "Give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good." Amen. His loyal, that word is strong, love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loyal love endures forever. He alone does great wonders, for his loyal love endures forever. He skillfully, he didn't just throw something together, put something together. He skillfully made the heavens, for his loyal love endures forever. He spread out the earth over the waters, for his loyal love endures forever. He made, who made? Jehovah God, El Shaddai Elohim. He made the great lights, for his loyal love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, we have daylight, for his loyal love endures forever. And the moon and stars to rule over the night, we have nighttime, which is now, for his loyal love endures forever. I have read to you out of the Watchtower, Psalms 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord God Jehovah El Shaddai Elohim have a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and then you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask, would something be said or done on the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, that would edify and magnify who you are? We ask that this ministry be something that permeates not only the United States, but all across this land and country. We ask, would you have mercy on the bereaved families? Would you have mercy on those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in? Would you bless those who are not feeling well today, Heavenly Father? Would you give them strength, and would you give them courage and understanding so that they may become better? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless us to have a very restful night, and would you increase, Heavenly Father, our knowledge of who you are. We ask, Heavenly Father, and we thank you, Lord, for the seen and the unseen. And we ask that you continue to give us the revelation and proclamation of your word. We ask that you continue to bless us to be more like you and bless us to be less like this evil world. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything you've done and those things you're going to do and the things you've already done. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the vision. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the connections. And we thank you for each person that we were able to touch their lives in some kind of way. Now, Lord, as we get ready to transition from this prayer into your expectation, we ask, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God, thank Jehovah, and thank each and every one of you. Amen. We are getting ready, and I want you, as we're preparing, I want you to begin to pray for those who are in the hospital, those who aren't feeling well. Just begin to pray. Begin to ask God to heal bodies and heal sickness and bless us to do his holy, we're talking about Jehovah's holy will. Amen? Amen. Now then, we want to go ahead, and I want you to get your journals out, your paper, your notebook, whatever the Lord has placed on your heart to get out. Please get that out, because we are preparing to go into our ministry where we are able to write down different things that we want to add in our life, multiply, balance. We want God to put his power on, what we want to pray for, and the blessings. But before we do that, I want to wake everybody up, amen? And we're going to pray, we're going to play Every Praise is to Our God, because I don't want anybody to get it twisted and thinking that we're praising ourselves, or thinking that you're praising your neighbors, or you're praising your pastors, or you're praising the prophets. You're praising Jehovah God. So we're going to listen to Every Praise is to Our God. Then we're going to go ahead and get into where we're actually able to journal some of the things that we want to create in our lives. It's the will of God. And then we're going to have our music ministry. Then I'm going to give you the announcements. Then I'm going to bid you a great and prosperous night. You are listening to the iFreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And I am your host tonight, Dr. Albert. Look.
Praise is what I do when I wanna be close to you. I lift my hands in praise. Praise is who I am. I will praise you while I can. I'll bless you at all times. I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all that I go through, because praise is what I do. 'Cause I owe it all.
Praise is what I do.
Praise is what I do.
Praise is what I do.
Even when I'm going through.
Even when I'm going through.
I finally learned, church.
I've learned to worship you.
Yeah. And I declare.
Though my circumstance
doesn't even
stand.
Amen. Praise is what I do by the Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Amen. Amen. Excuse me, by Pastor William Murphy. I'm sorry, Pastor William Murphy. Praise is what I do. All right. I want you to get out your journal. My journal actually says, mercy unto you. Did you hear what I said? Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. That's Jude 1 and 2. Jude 1 and 2. Mercy unto you. We all need mercy. And peace. We all need peace. And love. We need love to be multiplied. Why? Because Jesus is, Jesus is love. I want you to go ahead and I want you to make your cross on your sheet of paper. And I will walk you through the different steps before we put on the music, because I want you to make sure, I want to make sure that you understand the concept of what we are doing so that this can add value to your Christian walk with Jehovah, with God. So it says, mercy unto you, yes, you, and peace and love be multiplied. Go ahead and draw that cross. When you draw that cross, I want you to make a railroad track in the middle. That means draw another line. God says that that line that we drew, those two lines, represents a tying of the knot. When we talk about tying of the knot, God says that we're holding on to Him. When you hold on to Jesus Christ, when you hold on to Jesus, that means that you never let Him go. Anyway, you bless me, Lord, I am satisfied. But even after Jehovah Jireh El Shaddai, Jesus Christ blesses us, we ought to remain connected and hold on to God's unchanging hand. So the first box, we're going to put the word add. If you don't want to write add, then just put a plus sign. But make sure that you remember that that means add. This particular concept, for those of you who are just joining, there are 12 of you, it means what do you want God, Jehovah, El Shaddai, to add in your life? Matter of fact, because we're focused on Jesus and El Shaddai, I want you to go ahead and put Jesus, put Jehovah, you can just put JJ. Amen, because we are, these things are based on Jesus and Jehovah, JJ. All right, so when we talk about add, what is it that you want God to add to your life? Now, at first we said we shouldn't be materialistic, and that is true. But God says that he wants us to be limitless. He wants us to put that we want more compassion, more love. And he wants us to actually write the vision and make it plain. What do you want God to add to your life? What do you want God to move you to the next level? What do you need? Put it in this box. God said it's limitless. And God says that he will separate the tare from the wheat. You have to make sure the reason why we pray, when we add things to our life, we have to make sure that it's God's will. Because if we're adding things to our lives because the Jones and Smiths having it, or we see the Jones and Smiths with it, it is in vain and is not ordained by God. So we have to make sure that these are things in which we prayed over and things that we're truly asking God for. And it's limitless, so you can put anything. But I want you to remember this. As you are putting things about, you need wellness and health. I want you to think about your family and your friends as well and put those things in there. It's kind of like when you give somebody something, you wouldn't give somebody something that you wouldn't wear. So when we put adding, when we add things to people's lives, let's make sure that it's things that they need, things that will help add value to their Christian walk. Amen. Amen. And God said we can put our dreams in there as well, as long as the dreams are the will of God and the dreams, in other words, are not stumbling blocks for somebody else. Amen. Then the neighbor, to addition, is part of our scripture today, multiply. What do we want Jesus, Jehovah, to multiply? We talk about opportunities. We talk about joy and peace. We talk about solitude. We talk about eyesight. Somebody said, I need God to multiply my eyesight. What things do you want God to multiply? Think about twins. Double up in your life, in your family's life, in your friends' lives. What is it that you want Jesus, Jehovah, JJ, to multiply? We talk about balance. We talk about the balance beam. We talk about how we pair up with people as children, and we would get on, they call it the balance beam. Now, when you think about a balance beam, some people are saying gymnastics, but I'm talking about the seesaw. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The seesaw. And the seesaw is an experiment. It teaches how to balance things. And so if you had a seesaw, that is kind of like a board that's hooked on to a pulley, and when you and the person get on it, amen, then you can go up and down. Now, if that person decides to jump off the seesaw, then you're going to hit your bottom, okay? We've all experienced a seesaw experience, and that's when someone has jumped off the balance beam for whatever reason, and then here you are, boom. You hit your bottom, amen, as a kid. So God is saying, who is it that helps to balance your life? Of course, your family. Who is it that we want to put on here? And what things do you need in your life to balance your life? Amen? Because we shouldn't be running rapid. God says that there has to be some type of balance. What do you need to eat that's going to balance your health? What do you need to eat that's going to balance your cholesterol levels? What is it? And so when we talk about balance, we're not only talking about those things within our lives. We talk about balancing our family, balancing our time, balancing our ministry, our happiness, our hope. Those particular things, how are we going to balance it? And so when you put people, I want you to be very specific, because have you heard of the law of attraction? A lot of people talk about the law of attraction, but we're talking about the law of the spirit, how God strategically places people in our lives to help balance our lives. And one of the individuals that you need to have on here is JJ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And to help balance our lives. As a matter of fact, if you just put JJ, the Lord will begin doing that, but you have to be receptive and open to that. Then we talk about the power. It's not our power. We don't have any power. We have God's power. When God, what is it that we want God to place his power over? God says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, which means I am the beginning and the end. And we need to put God in the middle. What is it that we want God to put his power over? Our family, our health, our career, our situations, our blessings, our determination, our love, our how we serve his people. What do we want God to put his divine power over? What is keeping you up at night? What is making you happy? What is it that you want to move to the next level? What power do you want God to put over there? Amen. Then we talk about prayer. Who are you praying for? We should be praying for everybody. Whether you know them or not, it doesn't matter. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Pray for your friends. Pray for your friends' friends. Pray for people you hear in the news. Pray for them. Amen. Because part of our mission as Christians is to pray one for another. Now, the challenging thing is God is speaking. He says, pray for those who despitefully misuse you without a cause. Pray for those who have caused turmoil in someone's life or in your life. Pray for them. Because God says that he turns a deaf ear if our hearts aren't right. And sometimes we have to be intercessories even for those who have done us wrong. Did you hear what I said? And God said that is a challenge because it's hard, and let's be honest, to pray for someone who has done us wrong. And God says that is the first step to living your best Christian life. Some people on this particular ministry, and God says in the world, you're holding grudges and not speaking to people because you're still upset with them for something that happened 10 and 12 years ago. You have to let that go so God can begin to add and multiply and balance your life. Because if you keep that old stuff, it's kind of like hoarding things, keeping old stuff within your house, keeping old stuff within your storages. God says you don't have enough room to add or multiply because you have too much junk. Get rid of it. Let it go. God says, but you have to learn how to pray for them. We used to say we was going to subtract, but God says we're not going to subtract. We're going to pray for them because that is part of what God expects. He says you have to love each and every person whether you want to or not. You claim you're a minister. You claim you're in the ministry. You have to love everybody. Everybody. You have to. And the challenge is, are you able to pray for those who despitefully misuse you without a cause? And so we need to pray. That needs to go in the prayer box. Excuse me. Then we talk about blessing. Somebody said, Alfreda Love, any way you bless me, Lord, I'm satisfied. Somebody said that. And I was one of the people who said that. And I told God, all aspects of my life, my health, my family, my career, whatever it is, I said, any way you bless me, I'm satisfied. And that's the blessing of God. So I want you to really think about this and don't just put down something and don't just be selfish because God's ears are on us. I'm telling you, I've been praying to God, meditating to God, and God has answered every one of my prayers. And he's continuing to answer. And God has done some extra things that I wasn't even expecting. So, in matter of fact, God says, expect something great. Something great. So I'm going to go ahead and put on the music. If you have any questions, just inbox me while we're listening to this. Mr. Dappy Keys, we're going to listen to it for about 6 minutes and 33 seconds. Lord, I'm available to you, and I surrender all. And I want you to go ahead and make sure you have your boxes adding. The neighbor is multiplied. Then we go to balance. Then we go to power. We go to prayer. Then we go to blessing. And we're talking about Jesus, Jehovah. We're talking about JJ. Amen. Jesus, Jehovah. And we're talking... we're talking about what we want our Lord and Savior to add, multiply, balance, power, prayer, and blessing. You are listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Amen, amen, and amen. That was, Lord, I'm available to you, and I surrender all by Mr. Dappy Keys. Amen, Mr. Dappy Keys. I want you to remember something, and what I want you to remember is that you as a person, God gives us the ability through his will to add, multiply, balance, reserve God's power to pray and to be a blessing or to be blessed by JJ, Jesus Jehovah. Amen? So it is very important at this particular time, at this moment, that we continue to edify and magnify who JJ is. And when we add and when we multiply and we receive the blessings of God, then we know that we are walking in the will of God and we're aligned with God, because it's not about us anymore. It's about living for God, living for JJ. And when we understand that we are here and our purpose is to live for JJ, then we will begin to walk in the will of God. We're already on a journey walking in the will of God. And we have no time to entertain Satan or Satan's tricks or Satan's lies. God says, you are living, JJ says, you are living for me. And because of that, God says, I am going to take care of you, but I require of you to continue to be a light, continue to give the word of God. Some of you are ministers. Some of you give the word through how you treat people, how you live. Whatever God has called you to do, keep your light on and let it shine. Do not let anyone dim your light, because once again, we are living for JJ, Jesus Jehovah. Amen. Amen. So I thank each and every one of you for participating in that activity, and we're going to get back on track, because there are some things that we want God to add and multiply in our life and balance in our life and bring power and prayer and blessing. There are some things that we need to add as individuals through the help of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I want you to just remember that particular method of just adding, multiplying, and things of that nature. Make sure that we're including or being inclusive to not only ourselves, but to our family, to our friends, to those that we don't know as well, because it's very important for us to do that. Amen? Amen. We are going to go ahead, and we're going to get into our brief music ministry. And we're going to start with my own artist, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Sister came here about a year or so ago to help me celebrate my birthday. We had a talent show for the community. She was one of my judges. And so she has been around for decades. She's a legend. And she's known for her song, Too Close to the Mirror. But since then, she has produced with other individuals many other songs. So I want y'all to check out Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She has a very sweet, she's a very sweet person. But she's very talented in the gospel industry, and she is a legend. And so we're going to listen to her song first, Too Close to the Mirror. And sometimes we are too close to the mirror to see what God sees in us, but he sees more in us than we see in ourselves. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrita. Look.
About the things you have done for me.
and I wash away all my sins. Save my spirit, Jesus. When I look back on my life, I haven't always been right. Still your goodness and mercy follows me every day of my life. I believe I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. Why you shout down your blessings on me. It's not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. If I'm too close to the mirror, what you see in me? You say trust in me. If you hold on, don't see me like I am. You see me like I'm going up, 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 up. So I believe I'll see you run on, run, see what the end's gonna be. I believe I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. But why you shower down your blessings on me? Close to the mirror to see what you see.
Why you shower down
your blessings, your blessings on me. You don't understand.
Not anything
that's done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. Why you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror, too close to the mirror.
Hey man, that was Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, Too Close to the Mirror. Amen. Amen. So please check her out. And also, she's on my website, AfritaLoveShow.com. Next, we're going to hear Every Praise by Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Who does Every Praise belong to? Well, Every Praise belongs to our God. Everywhere to worship with what? One accord. Every Praise. All right, I'm gonna let Bishop and his choir sang it. Amen. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Let's go ahead and sing it.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah
to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise, every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise, every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah to our God. Every praise, every praise is to our God. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise, 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 every praise. Every prayer, every prayer, every prayer is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one accord. Every praise, 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 every praise. Every prayer, every prayer, every prayer, every prayer, every prayer.
Amen. That was Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Every praise is to our God. Amen. Who are you praising? Amen. If we're not praising JJ, then we're not praising anything. Amen. Next, we're going to hear from Sister Elaine Norwood. If I ain't got you, Jesus, if I don't have you, Jesus, amen. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love.
This song, Alicia Keys, I don't know who she was singing about, but I think about the Lord when I sing, when I hear this song. Hallelujah. I don't know where I would be without you, Lord.
Amen. Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Mm-hmm. Some people live for the power. Some people live just play the game. Some people think the physical things define what's within. I've been there before, and that life's a bore, so full of the superficial. Some people want it all,
but I don't want
nothing at all.
Oh, if it ain't
you, Jesus,
I
gotta have you. Some people want diamond rings,
and some just want
everything. Everything means nothing if I don't
got you.
Some people
live Lane Norwood, one of the new artists that's on the iFreedomLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Amen. We can have it all, but if we don't have JJ, amen, it means absolutely nothing. So we need to put God in our lives, put him before us, put him behind us, put him in the middle. Make sure that we have our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to move on, and we're going to listen to one of the best ministers on this side of earth, Pastor Marvin Winans. Draw me close to you. Who are we talking to? We're talking to our Lord and Savior. Well, I'm talking to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm speaking about JJ. Amen. Amen. No one else will do but JJ. Hallelujah. You're listening to the AfreedomLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. You. Let me go.
design. No one else will do.
Everybody say it tonight, na na.
Amen, amen. That was Pastor Marvin Winans. Draw me close to you, amen. Amen. And never what? Let me go. Amen. Amen. Next, we're going to listen to Sister Heather Headley, Audience of One, featuring Mr. Smokey Norfolk, Jesus is Love. And we're still praying for our youth because we're still having Amber Alerts, missing teens. Missing children. And we're still praying, but we know that Jesus is love. And because Jesus is love, there's somebody out there that has love in their hearts that can help us pray for each and every person, including our youth as well as our adults. Pray for the minds and the hearts and the spirits, because some people's spirits aren't related, connected, tied, tangled up with Jesus. So we have to pray one for another. That's why it's so important. You have to know people to pray for. Amen. When you hear something, just begin to pray to God. God knows exactly who you're talking to. Amen. So we're going to listen to Sister Heather Headley. And she's singing with Brother Smokey Norfolk. Jesus is love. You are listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. This is our gospel segment of encouragement.
Father,
Amen, amen, and Jesus is love. We're praying for our children. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, next we're going to hear a song by our very own sister Angela Bennett and the great Emmanuel Koji Choir. Now, I had the opportunity, Sister Angela Bennett, if you look at some of my posts on Facebook, she is a great gospel artist in Houston, Texas. And you know Houston, Texas produced some of the greatest gospel artists. You have Sister Yolanda Adams, you have Sister Kathy Taylor, Sister Burrell, just to name a few. But you also have Sister Angela Bennett. And I see further on down the line where I'm going to have some gospel artists come to Waco. But she is the lady who was singing in that 1988 song, I'm Encouraged. And I used to listen to this song all the time. And so I'm just so honored and excited to be connected to Sister Angela Bennett. And she has many other songs that are out. But I want you to listen to the song, I'm Encouraged. We're encouraged because of JJ, because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I want you to listen to the words, and I want you to know that this artist is right in Houston, Texas. Amen. She's right in Houston, Texas. I've spoken with her before on several occasions. And so she is one of the powerhouses in Houston, Texas. Amen. Amen. So we're going to listen to I'm Encouraged as my computer just went off. Praise God. But give me time to reboot it, but we're going to go ahead and move along until I can get this computer back up because it just came unplugged. So, therefore, my song is currently offline. But praise God anyhow. I'm going to go ahead and go on with the announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift and encourage your family and your friends by asking them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or they can go to ourfreetoloveshow.com. Or they can go to StellarGospelMusic.com, and you can click on Love Radio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook Afreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I have a couple of artists who submitted their music that's coming out, and we're going to also play that music when we have our inspirations and our top 20 Billboard gospel artists. In addition to that, continue to pray one for another. If you continue to pray for your family members, and when you pray for your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you do not know and those you do know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. There are many things happening with our youth. There are many things happening with adults and disturbed minds and spirits that are not of God. And so we just need to pray for one for another. You don't have to know the person to pray for them. In addition to that, I want you to be sure to check out our freetoloveshow.com. That's one of the ways to access the gospel ministry. Also check out StellarGospelMusic.com. You will see many different updates on that. You can also check out Afreda.love.hub pages. We can check out different articles that I've written in the past. I'm going to get started back with that. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to watch the Facebook pages. We will have announcements of things that's going on in the city and things that are going on outside of the city, as well as different events that we've been asked to help conduct media and things of that nature and write about. We're starting some new projects. We're getting some new youth projects out, excuse me. And so I would like for each and every one of you to come out and enjoy. I want you to get your calendars real quick while we wait on this particular computer, because we're going to listen to that song before we get off of here. Get your calendars out. If you look at July 15th is actually on a Saturday, and I'm one of the judges for Congress. Our babies, our youth, and adults and churches are going to be engaged in different Bible activities. It's going to be churches against church. Well, churches, you know, they're going to be asking questions about the Bible, and they're going to have different things concerning the Bible. And I'm one of the judges, and that will be on July the 15th. Amen. So be sure to support the Tabernacle. There's more information. I'm going to be sure to put it on my Facebook page, and I want you guys to come out and support these babies and support these churches, all of the churches. Amen. And then afterwards, from 5 to 7, the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas. Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, is having a pre-homecoming musical. And we have sent out, the committee has sent out different invitations to various churches in Waco and outside of Waco as well, and we've had some great responses. We still have a couple of slots left, and we're looking for a couple of churches, maybe three more or four. In the name of Jesus, we've already claimed them. We're looking for some more churches as well. We have individuals all the way from Waco to Houston, Texas. And so we want to make sure that those individuals who want the opportunity to minister for God, minister to God, is able to do so. This is part of our pre-homecoming celebration at the church, Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, with the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley as our pastor. And we have different events that are going on, but that's one of the events from 5 to 7 o'clock. If you also want to come and worship and fellowship with us, we start at 10 a.m., Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, right across from Baylor University. And so be sure to mark your calendars. Be sure to put it on there. We have the Congress that morning. I have to report. I put 7:30 for me because and I believe it doesn't start till like 9, but we'll have more information. And then, of course, that afternoon, prepare to come to Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, even if you're not singing, even if your church is not singing. You come. Amen. You come. July the 15th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And when I get on tomorrow, God's will, I will be sure to read the different two flyers that are going out. One gives you information about the pre-homecoming ministry, and the other one is about the Sunday service because we're getting ready for the homecoming. Amen. So I'm going to read both of those to you. And that, as I said before, mark your calendars for July the 15th, 5 to 7 o'clock, which is not a long time, 5 to 7. Come out to the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. Come out. And if you want to sing, then please let the chair and the co-chairs know that. We're sending out letters. All right? July 15th. Okay. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for those who are in hospitals, those who are bereaved, those who have lost someone. Be sure that we continue to pray for those individuals. Pray for yourself. Pray that we get this music going here. And pray that, you know, just continue to be uplifted and empowered by God. I was sitting here, and God says, I never leave my children barren. They're never in a dry place. They're never in a desert. And because God says that I am your Father. And one of the things is we, as this computer is slowly coming up, because I might have to sing this song by myself. One of the things that God shared with me that I want to share with you while we have this clear moment together and while the computer is kind of messing up a little bit, but we're going to make it work somehow. One of the things that God shared is that we want God, we want JJ to be on time. Amen. When we pray to God, we expect a miracle. We expect a blessing. Let's just be honest. But God says that we're going to have to be on time. And that means the service of God. That means things that God has blessed us with, we're going to have to be on time. Because we expect God. We even sing that song. There's a song, He's an on-time God. Yes, He is. But we're going to have to be on time. We're going to be on time to church. If God called us to do something for God, we're going to have to be on time. Right? And one of the things that God said is the reason why sometimes people experience a barren land is not because there's nothing in the land or not because there is a desert. People experience a barren land because we're not planting anything. We're not putting anything in the ground. We're not sowing anything. And God is not only talking about money. He's talking about time. He's talking about service. He's talking about kindness, gentleness. We're not sowing anything in the ground, so therefore nothing's going to come up. So God says that in many times, sometimes, we just want to take instead of give. And when we take, guess what? We get all of these things. We acquire all of these things, right, worldly things, and they mean absolutely nothing because they're not blessed by God. And so we wonder, why is it that we're in a barren land? And that's basically it. That's why we're in a barren land. Because we continuously take, right? We don't give anything. We don't sow into the ministries. We don't sow into the churches. And sowing, as I said before, it's not just about money. It's about time. It's about service. We don't. Some of us don't do it. And then we get mad at God, right, when the land is barren. Well, start giving, giving of your time, giving good deeds, right? And so we want to have a little semi-ministry on that because we want God to be on time. But some of us, we're always late to church. We're never on time to anything that concerns God. But we expect God to always be on time. Amen? And that's what God was saying. So, as this computer is still loading up, we're going to listen to Sister Angela Bennett and the Greater Kojic Church
going to see if I can pull it up because we want to hear this song tonight. And I'm going to see here if I can get this going. We've been having some technological difficulties, but patience is the key. As I said before, the song that is loading up is entitled I'm Encouraged. This song, as I said before, comes out of the great city of Houston, Texas. And we're actually looking for Sister Angela Bennett because there are a lot of individuals, but I want to look at the one where Sister Angela Bennett was singing. So we're going to thank y'all so much for being patient. As I said before, be sure to call somebody, text somebody, let somebody know that the Afrida Love Show was on today, tonight. And this is a live ministry, as you can tell. And give me just a second. We're going to pause. This is a good time to pause anyway, so you can think about all the goodness that the Lord has done. All right. We're going to listen to our final song, I'm Encouraged, by the Greater Emmanuel Kojic Choir featuring Sister Angela Bennett out of Houston, Texas.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. That was I'm Encouraged by the Great Emmanuel Koji Choir featuring our own sister Angela Bennett. Amen. Amen. Of Houston, Texas. Please check her out. Sister Angela Bennett of Houston, Texas. I want to appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in to the iFreedomLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. It means a lot. I know that you're going to receive a blessing because God is a blessing and is blessed to be a blessing, as Sister Eddie Ruth says. Amen. Amen. And I want you to remain encouraged. I want you to remain focused on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Because when we stay focused on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we continue to walk in the will of God, the will of JJ. And I want you to remember what you want to add, multiply, balance, power, prayer, and blessing. What do you want in your life? Amen. God's will shall be done. I want to once again appreciate each and every one of you. I want you to come back on tomorrow, God's will. We're going to talk about the unselfish servant, and we're going to look at our book entitled Prayers. And when we look at our book entitled Prayers, we're going to be able to go through and look at all the decisions that we make, all these particular things important. Many people would infer that, yes, these are very important, but we must understand that we walk and talk and live in the will of God. Amen. And so we want to continue to pray. We want to continue to believe and trust in God, and we want to continue to pray. And I said that again, yes, we need to pray. And so be sure, as I said before, to let your family and friends know that the iFreedomLoveShow.com is on and the StellarGospelMusic.com is on, 347-843-4981. Just had a person who just inboxed me and says, I will be there. Thank you so much. July 15th, once again, we're going to put it in the paper, and I'm going to make a couple of flyers. It's July 15th. From 5 to 7 at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, July 15th. And we're going to have a ministry of song. If I could sing, I would be on program, but the Lord didn't call me to sing. Amen. Amen. He didn't call me to sing. Praise God. That's a good thing. But I want to thank each and every one of you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, God's will, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avery. Love.
Oh yeah, you have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.